It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Philly police are trying to find the hit-and-run driver who struck three nurses and a shooting victim right outside the ER at Penn Presbyterian Hospital last weekend. KYW's Tim Jimenez has more from University City.
Police believe 20-year-old Jadeer Goodwin was behind the wheel during this horrific incident, an act of violence that has Police Commissioner Kevin Bethel outraged because the victims, the nurses, were hurt while just trying to do their job and help.
They take an oath to serve! And when you watch the video that I watched today, it is shocking to see the disregard for their lives by these individuals.
It was 4:30 Saturday morning. A silver Jeep pulled up to the hospital with a 28-year-old shooting victim. Police say three guys got out, went in the ER, and begged for help. So three nurses and security staff went out. But then when the three guys heard Penn police were coming, they panicked and got back in the Jeep. Police say Goodwin was driving, sped off, and ran over the nurses and the shooting victim. A 36-year-old nurse with facial injuries and internal bleeding and the man who was shot are in critical condition. The two other nurses were hurt but stable. Cops found the Jeep later in the day in Upper Darby. Anyone with info about Jadeer Goodwin is asked to call police. In University City, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Police in Burlington County have arrested a man accused of killing two people in Virginia. Officials say he was threatening his family members with a gun in Evesham. KYW's Nina Barati explains.
49-year-old Amandeep Singh was arrested in Medford. Police tracked him from Evesham, which is where early Sunday morning they say officers responded to the home of some of his relatives. Singh was allegedly looking for his estranged wife. As the investigation in South Jersey was playing out, local investigators contacted police in Prince William County, Virginia, and asked them to do a welfare check at Singh's home. According to Prince William County police, they say they found two people dead from apparent gunshot wounds. They say the two were married and renting the basement in his home. Further investigation revealed that on Saturday, Singh had held two of his family members against their will in a bedroom and fired a gun near both of them. They were able to leave the home, but police say the incident was not immediately reported to them. Officials found Singh's wife safe in Virginia. He's facing a list of charges. Nina Barati, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Republican VP candidate J.D. Vance was in Lafayette Hill, Montgomery County Tuesday night for a town hall hosted by the conservative group Moms for America. President Biden, meanwhile, is in Philadelphia to rally the city's Democratic Party faithful for the final push in the presidential election. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
party officials held signs that said, "Thank you, Joe," as they welcomed the president to their annual fall dinner, a fundraiser that helps finance their Get Out the Vote efforts. Mr. Biden's message was familiar, that he and Vice President Kamala Harris have overseen an economic boom, record employment, higher wages, while her opponent, well, Biden called Donald Trump unhinged and a loser.
The Biden-Harris economy has left the Trump administration in the dust. Well, folks, that wasn't hard to leave him in the dust. I think he lives in the dust.
The president was obviously preaching to the choir, but hoping to inspire even more energy focused on getting out the vote in Philadelphia in hopes of winning Pennsylvania for Harris. Committee Chair Bob Brady says the party is working hard, tracking absentee ballots, door knocking, calling voters, but he understands concerns about turnout in the city.
I'm worried. You want to be worried. This way you're not complacent. Being worried means you got to get out there and do something, and we're going to do that.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
Another round of medical debt relief is coming to tens of thousands of families in New Jersey. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty has the details.
For the second time in a few months, New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the state is wiping out more than $100 million in outstanding medical debt. In a video posted to the governor's social media page, Murphy says this is being done with federal funding.
We have put $900,000 to work, and we will retire $120 million of medical debt, and that will impact 77,000 families.
The state works with Undo, a debt purchaser, which buys bundles of debt from hospital systems. Instead of trying to collect, they forgive the debts. In August, they spent $550,000 to wipe out $100 million of balances. Murphy says they will find ways to continue this because it has such a positive impact on people's lives. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's The Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.